This is Pastor Lee Pickett from Fellowship Baptist Church in Watertown, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Today I'd like us to look at Mark chapter 1, verse 29 through 39, and we're going to see as we read through these scriptures that Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Mark is reflected to us as a servant. Matthew reflects the Lord Jesus Christ as king. Mark reflects the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant, and Luke reflects the Lord Jesus Christ as a man, and John's gospel reflects the Lord Jesus Christ as deity or savior of the world. Not that he's not focused on in all of these gospels as king and God and man and servant. It's just that with each of these books, that's the primary focus of each of these four of the gospels. And so let's read in verse number 29. We're going to be looking at Jesus Christ, the servant, the merciful servant, the merciful servant. He came to show mercy. In past weeks, we saw the authority of the servant, Jesus Christ. We saw the introduction and the confirmation of who he was from five different sources. But now we're going to look at this Lord, at our Lord Jesus Christ as the merciful Savior of all the world. Let's read in verse number 29. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Boy, I would to God that people today would seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Verse 38. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Here we see the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ as he heals the sick and raises up those that have been diseased. And then we see in verse number 38, he says this, and he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out their devils. The reason that we preach the word of God is that the mercy of Jesus Christ would be revealed to all the world. I think of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2 and 6, speaking of Jesus showing up at Capernaum and reflecting 750 years previous, the prophecy of Isaiah was given, and it reflected where Jesus Christ would make himself known to the world, and it's in this city called Capernaum, Capernaum. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, and verse 6 as well. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And verse number 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This prophecy began and was fulfilled, began to be fulfilled in Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. And leaving Nazareth, speaking of Jesus, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung. What a blessing this is to us in this day. What is the purpose of this short little message today as your pastor for the day? As Jesus Christ was merciful to all that were around, we should be merciful and express mercy to all those that are around us. We should live by the great commandment to love our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and body. And the second commandment's likened unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself. I want to encourage you, seek out today ways that you may bless others. And I leave you with this in Matthew 21:22, to ask the Lord to give you a life that is worth living and sharing and helping with other people, being merciful to those who need mercy. Matthew 21:22 says this, "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." To those of you who would express today that you have difficulty with that issue of mercy, I want to encourage you. Matthew 21:22, simply ask the Lord, and we know that we have the petitions we ask when we ask according to his name. This is Pastor Lee Pickett, Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.